Five reasons to edge. About edging. Edging is when you stroke right to the edge of having a release and then stop. It's also called tease and delay. When you are in session with me and ask for this type of experience, it can go one of two ways. There are some great reasons to edge, and this post will delve into all of them. Here is what you can expect. Either I will direct your stroking with a variety of inventive methods of stroking, and when you get to the edge, I will make you stop until your cock is calmed down enough to begin stroking again. Or, if you seem to be an experienced edger, capable of handling intensity, then I will get you to the edge and then have you tease yourself with one finger lightly until you calm down. The method depends on you. How do I know if you can handle the intensity of constant tease? I listen to every sound you make and can gauge exactly where you are on the excitement scale. If you take a while to reach the edge, I know that it's likely you can handle stroking your cock lightly under the head only when you are teetering on the edge. This method is highly exciting for you and for me. If I see that you handled that like a champ, then I will feel completely comfortable directing you to stroke constantly throughout our time together. On the other hand, if you race to the edge quickly, I'm going to stop you and remove temptation for you for a while. I may have you sit on your hands or clasp them behind your neck until you're calmed a bit. Experience has shown me that having you do deep breathing does wonders for this. So does a dip in a bowl of ice water. Hopefully, you will be obedient and that extreme method will not be necessary. Reasons to edge. Here they are, the top five reasons that you need to get involved in edging. When you edge regularly, you will find you have more powerful orgasms. Reason enough. It trains your body to last longer during intercourse. Who doesn't want that? You develop better discipline. This is important for you if you are training to be a sub, slave, or sissy. Repeated edging builds up a bigger load. You cum sluts will be all over that. It can be a spiritual experience when you do it for an extended time. Let's work up to that. How long to edge? Again, this depends on you. If you are brand new to edging, you may be able to handle 1 to 3 edges before you know you cannot go further. That's fine. You have to start somewhere. I'm always amazed by those who are over 40 and have not tried edging. Some have never heard of it. Hey, I enjoy introducing you to a new fetish. Once you have done this for a while, you can go as long as your body will let you. I've edged callers for over an hour. There is a form of extreme edging called gooning that involves edging until you reach a state of nirvana and your body convulses a little. Not many can do that, but it's a lot of fun. I'll write about that more in a future post. Is edging for you? Well, let's examine this. Are you interested in finding out how strong your release can become? Are you excited by the thought of a beautiful, sensual mistress providing you unique, wildly arousing masturbation instructions and urging you to delay your orgasm until you can't stand it another moment? I so hope your answer to these questions was yes. Perhaps you can tell that I find edging highly exciting. I've long enjoyed giving hand jobs to boyfriends. Through the years, I have perfected that art. I developed all of my fabulous masturbation methods in that way, hands-on. All that's left now is for you to come to me and confess that you long to have edging fun with me. You can read what my callers have to say about sessions with me by visiting my reviews page. I'm curious. Have you ever tried edging? What is the longest you've done it? I would really enjoy reading your comment here about your experience with this fun fetish.